brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's my final day on the road. I'm in Baton Rouge, where we first came through last week. We're back in Austin this evening. Pray for us and our safety. I pray for all your safety out there. Now, your calls, those that are holding, I'll get right to you at the start of the next segment. We got a bunch of big breaking news on the Ron Paul front, you name it. But we're here right now talking to Foster and Kimberly Gamble, makers of the Thrive film, available at Infowars.com, in a larger movement to try to get people awake to what's happening and really bridge the gap between the control left and right paradigm and just get people back to being basic humans who are trying to build a better, more free society through free association. I'll have to have you guys back up again soon to take calls and also get more into solutions. And I want Kimberly to have a minute or two here to talk about some solutions. But first, I don't get into infighting. I don't do it. And I did, though, 4 or 5 years ago, get the maker of Zeitgeist on and argue with him a little bit, because I said, what if I don't want to go live and have the big centralized computer run everything that'll make it all fair, because who programs the computer? And he said, well, you'll be re-educated. You'll be taken to a re-education center. And I got mad at him. And then I invited him on trying to be friendly about a year ago, and he said, you've got to agree that I didn't say you have to go to re-education. I'm like, I went and watched the show again, and he did say that. And I'm trying to get in a fight with whatever his stage name is or whatever, Peter Joseph. I didn't try to get in a fight with him. I don't want to fight the Zeitgeist people, but, I mean, I'm sorry. A collectivism, from my experience, is a bloody nightmare. And the New York Times, of course, endorsed it and all the rest of it, which is not a good sign. I'm not trying to get in a fight with them, but because you guys are trying to start a movement and having success and bridge the left-right gap and all this stuff, I think you guys are, you know, wholesome and legitimate and mean well. What is your brief comment, and then a few final solutions on Zeitgeist and the whole Zeitgeist movement?
Well, I have a lot of respect for Peter Joseph's intention there, and I think he revealed a tremendous amount of useful information in parts of the films. And my main problems with the films were, one, economically. I think that we have a different understanding about money. I don't think money is evil. I think that dishonest money is corrupt, and it destroys people's lives and, yes, and society. But I think a medium of exchange, if it's honest, is always going to be needed, yeah, and practical. And secondly, I also have a horror of these high-tech collectivist types of cities that, I mean, I think a lot of the technology that Jacques Fresco suggests is going to be a terrific assistance to
sure, but the centralization, the centralization of it is nightmare.
Exactly. I agree.
I mean, the Soviets 100 years ago pushed their whole agenda, as you know, in this sci-fi, you know, utopia, and it doesn't build a utopia, it builds a nightmare.
I agree with that. I think we really need to be careful about that. I think it was disingenuous. I mean, I think that it was honest on their parts. I think it's an honest misunderstanding of something that they haven't seen really from the liberty versus collectivist point of view and on the economics. But I do disagree in the same way that you're saying.
Well, I've seen some of their events online. It's extreme arrogance and really getting off on they've got the answer. And the truth is we don't have the answer. We need the diversity of liberty is the answer, and it's got to be worked out. Anytime you hear this is the silver bullet, historically, and plus in my gut, run.
Yeah. Right. Well, you know, the person who introduced me to you, Alex, was my son, Trevor, and I will be forever indebted. He was really the one who woke me up to the conspiracy, to what's going on with the money, and also to liberty. I remember the day he said, have you heard of this guy, Alex Jones? And I said, no, what is he doing? No, he makes some movies, and he handed me a stack of movies, you know, that changed my life. And for those of you who may not know what we're talking about with the liberty perspective, he's written a terrific book called The Secrets to Nonviolent Prosperity, The Principles of Liberty, to lay out a lot of this in ways that you don't get in casual conversations with people.
I tell you what, let's have your... We're out of time, Kimberly, and I want to get more of the solutions. Let's have you back up in a few weeks. If you can do it, it was hard to get you guys on. You're so busy. Come on in a few weeks and bring Trevor along. This is really exciting. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alex. It's an honor.
And they're on tomorrow on the Nightly News. So they just reminded me of that. So they'll be back tomorrow. Bring Trevor.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Take charge of your health. Get all-natural, innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, here is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to Carl, Scott, Chris, Kyle, Ronnie, and others, and then I'm going to get into all this news. A lot of it's broken since we got on air. Nanny state, walking is dangerous, they're now saying. I'm not joking. That dovetails with another report we've got about the insane nanny state, 10 points that just show how incredible it is. Ron Paul confronts Bernanke, do you buy your own groceries? It's like when George Herbert Walker Bush didn't know what a scanner was at the grocery store about a decade after they were out. Also, professor, pervert, interspecies genocide, reduce current human numbers. We're going to be breaking that down. Also, Obama issues policy directive exempting American cities from indefinite detention. That is just some of what we're going to be covering here today. But right now, without further ado, let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. Carl in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, man? You there?
Good, sir. Welcome.
Hey. You know, on the topic of Ron Paul, you know, I mean, we just need to flat out support him. I mean, no matter what these globalists try to do, we just need to back up this guy. No matter what comes around, you know, as we follow people, you know, and just like what the filmmakers were talking about, you know, we always want to follow something. They made some mention is, you know, when you follow the money, you see who's in charge. You know, I was thinking about this. I said, you know, you ought to come up with a T-shirt that actually says, you know, follow the eugenics and you'll see who's in charge. And on the back of the T-shirt, it should say, and who's the target? You. I mean, that's what it really comes right down to. It's really what you said a few weeks ago. You know, it's not about the money. This isn't about money at all. This is about eugenics. And if you can really wrap your head around this, you'll see why guys like Ron Paul, you know, are going to be ostracized. They're going to be put out there and lied about and talked down about. And you're going to have guys that go,
you're right. You know, you're right. It's about total, sure. It's about total takeover of human destiny. That's winning, according to the globalists. It's like many cultures would take over another culture and kill everybody. That is what total domination is to scientifically take control of the whole society, dumb people down, more easy to control. This has been done by design. Humanity is easy to lift up if you have the right leadership and if you have the resources. The globalists have done everything they can to suppress it. We could have unlimited resources, unlimited technology, unlimited. History and science shows that. And listen, I totally agree with you wholeheartedly. We've got 100% support Ron Paul because the globalists are scared of him. They hate him. It's the message. It's the liberty. It's the freedom that's cutting across political lines. That's why they've pulled out every stop and every fraud and every lie. And he has been the front runner. I'm saying look out for the bandwagon effect because they've blocked him winning all these primaries that he really won. The evidence is overwhelming. I've already covered it. Because now some people who are weak-minded will start piling on to the other candidates. But regardless, look where we've come from 4 years ago. Look at how nobody knew 10 years ago the Federal Reserve was private. Maybe 1 out of 100. Now it's 90%+ of people. We are making headway. What's popular with the young people? Listen, I just drove through 3 or 4 states, and I had a few older people come over to me who were listeners. But everywhere, when I'd be walking the dogs on the beach, driving to the Florida Panhandle or in Orlando or wherever I went, everywhere, young people of every race, color, creed, religion. I mean, I was out yesterday morning on the beach in Panama City, Florida, Panama Beach, Florida, whatever it's called, little town. And there were all these pre-spring breakers, college students and high school students out there playing Frisbee. And literally, half of them that would walk by me while I was walking dogs or just sitting there on the beach making phone calls came over and were huge listeners and knew all about the New World Order. I mean, literally, half of the college students knew who I was. Once one came over, 10 would come over. And I couldn't walk into the little hotel we were staying at there. What was it? The Sandpiper or something. Without going, that's him. That's Alex Jones. And this is with my hair sticking up, wearing shorts and a T-shirt. I mean, and again, I'm not bragging. Ooh, people know who I am. It's actually creepy because it's dangerous. You know, because I know I'm having an effect. The globalists certainly don't like this. We're having such a big effect that half the young people I walk past are awake. Now, I'd go in a diner full of older folks, snowbirds down there, and one person was looking at me and knew who I was out of probably 50 people in the small diner that morning. Okay, so none of the old people knew who I was, and the young people all did. What does that tell you? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, you know, I was just thinking, you know, what you're saying. I mean, you woke me up a few years ago. This is right when Obama came in office and when the Obama deception came out. I woke up to this whole thing with the Federal Reserve. And I know I read some Robert Kiyosaki books, too, and all the stuff about, you know, 2008 and the crash and blah, 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 because he wrote some book, too. And, you know, I went to this thing called IOUSA. It was some documentary that came out with the former comptroller and his cronies. It was David Walker and this Concord Coalition. Mm-hmm. We went over there to Rice University and sat down, and we listened to him. And, you know, we watched a documentary, but at the end of the documentary, the credits were rolling, and he had this pink piggy bank that said, save money. And I go, well, that's self-contradictory. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, if money's going to fall apart and we're in this debt, why would we want to save money? So he came back.
They're telling you, exactly, they're telling you, pay them off, which is all fiat fraud they created, pay them back. When you already bailed them out with the bailout money, they're telling you, sit there and just save so they can raise taxes and steal it all. And again, I'm not saying it's bad to save at one level of the equation. But yeah, all their advice that they're putting out is how to rip people off. Go ahead, sorry.
Well, he said it was quasi-government, because I said, is it privately held, the Federal Reserve, or is it government-run? Well, I already knew that, and, you know, I was flip-flopping because I was a little nervous talking to him because I was in a crowd of people and whatnot. But I made my comment, and the woman that was standing behind me, a 70-year-old woman, it's on video, by the way. You can get on riceuniversity.org something. It's on there. I can give you guys a link. But this lady that was standing behind me, 70-plus-year-old lady, she proudly, unfortunately, she was proud of this. She said, I am going to tell you that I served on the Federal Reserve Board. And I can tell you right now that it is not government-run, that it is a privately held entity. And I said, wow, she told the truth. And it was, I mean, the rest of the room was just sitting there, and it's too bad they didn't have the camera panned to the rest of the room, but, you know, it was quiet. Just dead silence.
Well, you know, something else happened here today. I said, just calls on Ron Paul, and these are the best callers we ever have. And the callers are great, but I don't screen them. And so folks call in who are all over the map, and I say, Ron Paul, every caller has just been incredible gold today and has been so enlightening. That's why I probably should every day say, here's the topic. We're talking about this, because then people call in who actually want to discuss something real. But again, it is the young people that are waking up. Either older folks are already awake, or they're partially awake, or they're totally asleep and you're not going to wake them up because they don't want to be woken up. But going back to what you're talking about here, it's all coming down right now. And people are either going to join the side of liberty or they're going to try to go down with the ship. But I want to be able to pull up this video you're talking about. So tell us the name of the event, and then and then give us an idea of when in the event it was, and then people should be able to find it.
What I can do is more talk off the phone, because I have to kind of Google it. I'll find it. I actually burned it on DVD. I actually have it. I mean, so if I have to mail it to you and you can watch it.
Yeah, but what was the name of the event? What was the name of the university again?
You can Google IOUSA, Rice University, Concord Coalition. It's hard because that's all I can mention. David Walker. Type in just key names. But what I can do is I'll have to find it somehow. But I don't want to divert.
Sure.
I do want to say, look, man, I really support what Ron's doing. He's been talking about this for 35, 40 years. You can watch his older videos. He hasn't changed his message. So a lot of people think, oh, where's this guy come around? Well, he's been talking about this for years. So it's not anything that's new. He's just been the same, and people don't like that. They don't like someone that's going to keep consistent with their story. It's like
they don't like people that are proven right. And I appreciate your call. Great points. The reason Ron Paul's so dangerous is because he's been the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He was right, and it shows that their system is a fraud by design. He's so right, we're so right, that's why we're the dangerous bad men. Because the crooks know if people get wise to this, it's game over. I mean, their crimes are so cartoon level, out of control, it's over. Now, as for the Federal Reserve being private, to these lawyers, in a way what he said is true. Well, it's quasi-private, quasi-government. And in a way that's true. Back when they used to say it's the Federal Reserve, it's government, that was a lie. And you're a conspiracy theorist if you say it's federal. You're a conspiracy theorist if you say the Federal Reserve is not federal and is private. Okay, I mean, I remember 15 years ago, people calling the show going, you're nuts, it's the Federal Reserve, you know, dangerous conspiracy theorists say that, ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center would say you were crazy. Now they have to admit that it's private, but then they spin it to say, but it's quasi-government. But in a way, that's true, because it's carrying out a congressional government treasury function illegally. They've usurped it. And so, yes, it is a corporate fascist banking cartel that is carrying out a government function that's supposed to be totally neutral and just a symbol of currency that is out there so people can exchange goods, not making everything about the currency itself. So these private interests are able to give themselves this money interest-free. But even better, they get the public to give them the money interest-free, and then we're in debt to them when they loan it back to us. So they want more debt. That's why they want unfunded mandates. That's why they want this control. But in a weird lawyer way, he was telling the truth. Well, it is private, but it's quasi-government. Well, yeah, it's NATO is pretty much private. The British East India Company took over and created what's modern India. Before the British ever had to come in and back them up, they ran India and all those souls. and it was a private corporation, but it was still government. See, I'm for privatization, but not this counterfeit where they come in and just take over what the people built, jack up the prices, and become the government themselves and get rid of due process. See the difference? It's all about labels. More calls coming up.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the film, bumper stickers and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-839-2959. That's 1-800-839-2959. 1-800-839-2959.
I only got to one caller during that long segment. I got to get to more of this. I've got to cover this other news. Let's go to Carl in Texas, then Scott, Chris, Kyle, Ronnie, and Dave, and that's going to be it for calls. So I got to cover this news. Carl in Texas, welcome. Go ahead. Carl, drop. Boom. Scott in Washington. You're on the air.
Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hello. The reason I called is because...
Yeah, bro, you're on air. Hold on just a minute. Can you hear me? Hold on just a minute. Because I'm talking to you, and you said hello, and you kept talking. Can you hear me, Scott?
Yes. I can.
Okay, go ahead. You're on the air right now.
I think it's amazing that I'm talking to Alex Jones. You're a big force helping Ron Paul's presidential campaign. I think that something I would like to suggest is to help revive the Ron Paul Rock the Revolution with Zach Carter. I know a guy that was on the Ron Paul Rock the Revolution tour before it fell apart. His name's Aaron Greens. He's a consciousness rapper. He raps about all the things you talk about. And a 10 FEMA district, a 10 city tour with Willie Nelson, Dave Mustaine, you, Alex Jones, Jesse Ventura, collecting our signatures as a write-in candidate for Ron Paul. You could go through 10 cities in the U.S. and collect millions of our signatures saying we want Ron Paul as our president, because this is our last chance. The trends, like Gerald Celente said, yeah, the trends aren't getting better. Yes. Hello?
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. I don't know if you help. Thank you. I don't think that Dave Mustaine is going to... He likes Ron Paul. He told me yesterday on the phone. He didn't really endorse Santorum. He said that was out of context. But I don't know if Dave would be part of that tour. It's a big deal, you know, with managers and companies and people to try to get all these celebrities to do something together. That's why that's so hard. But it's an interesting idea. Let's go to Chris in Florida. Chris, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I was at the Orlando event, and it was so good. It went over so well. The audience was so hyped. And the movie was great. I'm so glad that you showed your funny side at the beginning, because the movie got kind of, you know, went pretty deep and dark. But still, I recommend that everybody watch it. It's just essential viewing, and it's kind of like an addendum to Endgame. What I wanted to say to tie that in, I guess, with Ron Paul. I think also, Alex, you should change the E in your middle name to Eugenics Jones, because if it wasn't for you bringing that back out into the, you know, the lexicon, you know, eugenics is the whole heart and soul of the New World Order and how they operate, and they have just one thing left to implement their socialist agenda, which is healthcare, because you already have everything else. You have free food. You have the world.
And by the way, all the founders of modern eugenics, Bertrand Russell, George Bernard Shaw, all of them, they said, under socialism, if we say you're not producing and we don't like you, we're going to kill you. People think socialists are trying to give poor people something. No, they want socialism to get you under control, to breed a giant underclass, to then use as an army against the middle class, and then in the next phase, they start killing the most of the people. And we're now seeing that with the death panels, all of it. So you're absolutely right. But as for, you know, the event there in Florida, it was amazing. And yes, it is by admitting how bad things are that we can then have a solution to it. But any other points you'd like to make?
Yeah, and what I was going to say was and at the same time, it doesn't mean we can't have a sense of humor about it like you did at the beginning. But what I wanted to say, too, was, because this has been bugging me, and this guy bugs me every week, is Bill Maher, and what he said about Ron Paul, you know, he'll have Ron Paul on in one day, or he'll go on and he'll talk and he'll bring up Ron Paul when he's on like MSNBC or somewhere, and you know, he'll talk real good about him, but then he'll say, oh, he's crazy because you know, he wants to go back to the gold standard and put us back on a gold standard, you know, and he'll turn around, you know, and kind of stab him in the back. The other thing that he did, and I think all the celebrities that you know, and I actually have rubbed shoulders with a few of them, like Brad Pitt should be ashamed of himself throwing on Bill Maher and saying that he's been to socialist countries, and that the Tea Party people that were going to events and saying, oh, we're going to go socialist. He goes, these people have never been to these countries. I have, and it worked great. Socialism worked. It's okay. It's not as bad as you think.
No, it doesn't. It creates hell holes. I tell you what, stay there. I want you to finish your celebrity point. Then we'll get to the other callers, and then I'm getting to the news.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
My friends, we stand at the crossroads. You ignore the information covered here daily at your own peril. You ignore the information, the blood, sweat, and tears we put out to bring you the reports, the videos, the guests, the information at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. We need to make hay while the sun shines. The globalists are coming down on us right now. This new world order is real. World government is real. Secret arrest of citizens, torture, poisoning of the food and water supply, it's all real. You are strong enough mentally out there, if you're a new listener, to at least research what I'm saying to you and find out that we haven't lied to you. We've told you the truth. I am begging you to go look at this information so you can see it from your own perspective and understand what we're facing so we can hopefully turn this around. Okay, I wanted to go back to Chris in Florida to finish his point, and then I've got to race through some of the other callers here because I've got to get to the news. Go ahead, Chris, finish up your point.
Okay, and also, if you're a new listener, you know that the police state is real because you get nervous every time there's a police officer, you know, pulling up behind you, and I see you on the road getting nervous from the change in the way that you drive and trying to switch lanes. But what I was talking about with celebrities, why I think that they should be ashamed of themselves is, you know, like I said, Brad Pitt went on there and he talked about how he had been all over the world and that socialism worked in other countries. Socialism has been a dismal failure everywhere that it's worked. And suspiciously, every war that America's fought for the socialist country, we've lost. And we have to ask ourselves that. And
as I said, that's because the same banking interest want a collectivism. They want a socialist or fascist command and control to control the money pot and shut down their competition. Carol Quigley wrote a 900-plus page book for the State Department that the plates then got out, and he got real mad about it, but they only published 1,000 of them. It was for internal publishing called Tragedy and Hope. And I've read his other book as well, and he admits that the mega banks are monopoly men. He believes that's good. They work with fascists, communists, socialists, anything that's command and control. And look, I'm not going to get into Brad Pitt, but I'll just leave it at this. I first learned that Brad Pitt knew about the New World Order because I knew from Aaron Russo off record that he'd talked to him, he'd given him his film, and that they thought it was very interesting that the Federal Reserve was private. Aaron Russo produced some big Hollywood movies with some pretty big stars, and of course, you know, brought Rolling Stone to the U.S. and other things. He was a patriot, started the Constitutional Party, involved with Ron Paul, great guy, died of cancer in 2007, made America free from fascism, which I really regret I wasn't in. He called me over and over again and could never get through for like a year through my so-called office at the time, and so I wasn't in that film, but great documentary out there. People should get it from his website, but the point is that then, I'm just going to leave it this, I learned later, I'm not going to get any more details, that Brad Pitt supposedly knows about the New World Order and his wife does. And people say, well, then why is she part of the CFR? Well, you could argue, well, to find out what's going on, she wants to become the establishment to deal, you know, with it. And I'm not going to say any more about Brad Pitt. The stuff I've been, I'm just going to leave it at that. But yes, then these guys think it's like Ed Asner. You know, he's on later in the week. Because he was going to be on for a full hour, can only do 30 minutes a few weeks ago. He's a really good guy. He means well. And he really believes in socialism. He knows vaccines are bad. He knows 9/11 is an inside job. He stands up against these wars. And then he sees the big system attacking somebody like Chavez. Well, then Chavez must be good. See, it's the same thing with Cindy Sheehan. Well, Chavez is being attacked. He must be good. No, just because Iran's being attacked, that doesn't make them good, their leadership. It's that the scientific crooks we've got are more organized and even more wicked than the wicked Iranian leadership. Okay? Because power corrupts absolutely. It's not that Syria's good and then Israel's bad. It's Israel has corrupt leadership, so does Syria. But the West isn't trying to fix Syria. They're invading with Al-Qaeda to literally push the Christians out. They've said they are. Because the globalists hate real Christians. I mean, it's just... people either think like, well, America's good and you're for the wars or you don't like America. No, this isn't America doing this. These battleships, these aircraft carriers, these frigates, these jet aircraft don't belong to us. We pay for it. They tell us it's America, but it's not America. And the fact that they're going to use the NDAA and do all this to the American people and use the military against us, that's been the big wake-up call. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, and my pet peeve, Alex, real big pet peeve, is some of your guests use this word democracy, and we are not a democracy. We are a republic, and I suggest if you haven't heard it, people type in Alex Jones, Real American Hero, and I get goosebumps when I listen to it because, you kind of get into that when you're, speaking in that courtroom, and, you kind of go into what the difference between democracy and a republic is. And, the left and the right way to extremes. And way in the left.
What is Alex Jones, Real American Hero?
It's an excerpt.
Joe or something. Is that the name of a video or something?
Yeah, if you type into YouTube. And it was an excerpt, I think, from Police State 2 or 3. And I think it might have been later. It's when you're talking about... to the Attorney General, and you're saying why the Patriot Act, how they want to pass Patriot Act 1, Patriot Act 2, Victory Act 1, Victory Act 2. And then you went into the definition.
Oh yeah, you're talking about Matrix of Evil. When I was at the city council and the deputy attorney general was there, and I gave that speech. Absolutely, that is a very powerful speech I gave. You're saying they call that on YouTube, Alex Jones, Real American Hero.
Yeah, yeah, and it's in case you forgot what a real American is. That's what it says. I think as the description, it says, "Well, here it is." So everybody should watch that.
That is a good speech. In fact, that's the speech that really woke up when he was given the Matrix of Evil, Emilio Estevez, and then he gave it to his dad, Martin Sheen, who really liked it, and then that's how Charlie Sheen became a listener, was Matrix of Evil. And then they like ordered all my videos and locked themselves up in at their house, and I think it was at Emilio's house, and like watched all 10 of my films at the time. This was like 8 years ago. You know, watched all of them right there in one sitting. I guess I'm 9 years ago. Man, time flies. But, yeah, that is a powerful speech. I wish it was shot in better video. We just ended up getting the feed from the city council. But people thought that was a scripted speech, too. That's when I really connect and get passionate sometimes. Also, my speech to the Bilderberg. I've had film crews go, "We know that's scripted. We know that's not a real speech." And I'm like, no, that's what came out of me. And those are two speeches I'm really proud of where I really connected and didn't hold back. I appreciate you calling in and bringing that up. Yeah, it's Alex Jones, Real American Hero, I guess you're saying is the name of what somebody called that when they reposted it on YouTube. The whole Matrix of Evil is on YouTube for free. Again, you can get all of my films, all, 18 of them, plus Jason Burmes's great film, Invisible Empire, our latest full-length feature we've produced that exposes the world government program. All of those for $99.95, 99 smackers. That'd normally be $380. Some of those films cost me over $150,000 to produce. In fact, Burmes's did. And I don't even really make my money back at that level. I mean, I usually don't even say buy my DVDs now. I just say they're free online or see them in quality at prisonplanet.tv. But that's how we can do this in the future is you supporting us. All right, I'll go to your calls in a minute, but I've got to get to this news now before I run out of time. That we can put this up on screen for folks. If you go to Infowars.com, here is some of the news that we've got up there right now that has just broken in the last 2.5 hours since I got on air. Nanny state, walking is dangerous. I'm going to get to that in a minute. Also, throat got dry, excuse me. New film exposes the blueprint of madness unleashed by the New World Order. Ron Paul confronts Bernanke. Do you buy your own groceries? Professor says prevent interspecies genocide, reduce current human numbers. They're constantly coming out. You know, people yesterday, we had an article linking to the big journal of bioethics, a big global group that sets the policies for the hospitals. You thought it was illegal to kill a child or kill an old person, even when they're not brain dead. Well, no, they have policies now. They say the death panels are the new policy, so it's okay. Of course, it's still illegal, but it's a policy. So they tell the cops that, and the cops are like, oh, okay. The big group advising the American Medical Association came out in the white paper and said, kill children up to the age of 3 if the state decides, even if they're not handicapped. Now it's not just kill handicapped folks, which is, of course, wrong, or kill babies because you're saying they're not humans. The logical extension is to say kill people up to age 3 and kill old people, as Bill Gates has said. We played that clip. People in the YouTube yesterday video where I talked about that and people in our article that got hundreds, like 400 comments, were saying it was satire and that the professors weren't serious and that the Journal of Bioethics wasn't serious and that I was a fearmonger. Because, see, people are like, kill children up to age 3 who are even healthy. Well, this just can't be true. Alex Jones is bad. And you know what? I don't blame you. That's so over the top, what they're doing openly. You'd have to admit I was right about all this. I mean, this isn't just some, the big global journal of bioethics. And so you're just going to say, I'm a liar. Or, it's in the big journal, and it's adopted by the American Medical Association. They say they follow this as their handbook. But they're joking in this white paper. No, they're not. I could list you hundreds of papers you can pull up of heads of major university departments. Peter Singer's the one who says kill kids up to three. This latest journal is just repeating what he puts out. Okay? But people are saying that it can't be true. And I understand why. Just like when I said NDAA, we were the first to put articles out about it. When we saw the legislation, listeners pointed it out to us. Paul Watson wrote articles saying NDAA allows secret arrest and imprisonment of citizens and killing. And for about 2 weeks, the media said it was a hoax and I was a liar. And I had people calling up saying, I'm done with you. Obama says it doesn't affect citizens, plus he's going to veto it. Now they all admit it affects citizens and say they've got the power to do it. But I'm still wrong. See, I'm still bad. So they're not saying kill kids up to three. And I guess Bill Gates doesn't say get rid of grandma and hire 10 teachers. I mean, I could play you the clip. I was on Man Cow this morning, and he knew enough about it to suddenly play the clip when I mentioned it. You can just type in Bill Gates on death panels. You know, Time Magazine, or was it Newsweek, cover the case for killing granny with an image of a woman being unplugged. But you know what? Instead of that's like when the urban warfare ships landed in 1999 and openly trying to take your guns and take over Oakland and San Francisco and take your guns. And they admitted it was for America. And people saw that video and they said he hired that ship and he hired those Marines. And even when it went on Google video about 8-9 years ago, and back then it was all pixelated and stuff because it was low res, people saw a little pixelation and stuff and said, oh, it's CG. The Marines didn't land in Oakland. They didn't go look it up in the newspapers and find out that was a real thing that happened. They just said it's CG. Alex is lying. You know, he's got thousands of troops hired, and it's all fake. So, you know what, they're not saying kill kids up to three who are even healthy. They're not saying kill granny. They're not trained to take our guns. They're not trained to use the military against us. They're not doing any of this. I'm a dirty liar. I'm a dirty piece of garbage, okay? I'm the bad guy. They're publishing a killer flu that kills over 85% to 90%+ of people that come in contact with it, that now bridges the gap from the birds to humans, and I am the bad guy for being worried about that, and they're releasing how to build it to the public. I'm the bad guy. And if they release it and a billion people die, I'll still be the bad guy. Okay, I'm the bad man. I take the blame. I'm evil. I'm bad. I'm bad. I just beat myself in the head. I'm sorry that I'm right. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, okay? I'm real sorry. I'm real sorry cancer rates up over 2,000% in the last decade. And diabetes and everything else. I'm sorry, okay? The elite are nice. They love us. They want to kiss us on the cheek all day and play patty cake with us, all right? You people make me want to throw up. I hope those are just ignoramuses, though. Because if those are actual COINTELPRO and actual paid sock puppets that they admit they have on the web coming on the site saying I'm lying about them wanting to kill kids up to age three when I'm linked to all of it, you people that work for the government, the corporations that are, you are now siding to kill little kids. Man, you people make me want to throw up. And of course, when it gets more mainstream and they actually start killing kids, you'll be like, well, that's reasonable. Because the state says they're not a human. The state says they're not conscious yet up to age three. My kids were conscious when they came out of the womb. At 2 years old, they had electricity in their eyes. My daughter, my firstborn daughter, my son's firstborn, but I mean, the first daughter, I have two daughters. This happened to an extent with the other two, but with her, when they held her up and her eyes, man, were just on electric with consciousness looking at me, and I said, whoa, this one is going to be wild. And you've all experienced it, and you're going to tell me you're going to kill them. You're a bunch of scum. And those of you that serve this and are in denial, you're going to bring down all the hell that we're about to face. I hope we can still avert it. But those of you that attack those of us trying to warn people are just have no idea the danger you're in. You have no idea how serious this tyranny is. And I'm here risking my life trying to warn people, and I'm sick of people living in denial. Let's go to this short clip of Ron Paul. The full clip's up at InfoWars.com. Big story by Steve Watson. Ron Paul confronts Bernanke. Do you buy your own groceries? To show how disconnected from reality these globalists are, telling us there's no inflation. Here it is.
Dr. Paul? Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Bernanke, if you don't mind, would you tell me whether or not you do your own shopping at the grocery store? Yes, I do. Okay, so you're aware of the prices. But, you know, this argument that prices are going up about 2%, nobody believes it. You know, and the old CPI says prices are going up at 9%. So they believe this. If people on fixed incomes, they're really hurting. The middle class is really hurting because their inflation rate is very much higher than the government tries to tell them. And that's why they lose trust in government. But, you know, this whole idea about prices and debasement of currency, if you loan me $100 and then 2 years from now I gave you 90 back, you'd be pretty upset. But we hand back money back that's worth 10 or 15 or 20% less, and nobody seems to be able to do anything about it. It's very upsetting. But it's theft. If I don't give you your full $100 back, if you've loaned me $100, I'm stealing $10 from you. So somebody's stealing wealth, and this is very upsetting. But, you know, in January at one of your press conferences, you said that you sort of poked a little bit of fun at people to downplay the 2% inflation rate. But if you say it's 2 and I say it's 9, it's compromised for the sake of argument that it's 5%. That you said that if it doesn't hurt you unless you're one of those people who stick their money in the mattress. But where are you going to put it?
All right,
it?
The full clip. It's there's a lot more. It's up at InfoWars.com. But that's why we love Ron Paul. What a good, gentlemanly person. Actually trying to expose the fraud of that big, fat mafia crook. Ben Bernanke, who lied there. I'll guarantee you that slime bag isn't buying his own groceries. We'll be right back on the other side of this quick break and jam in a few more news stories and try to finish up with your calls. I haven't gotten to the nanny state yet.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
Hey guys.
Shut up! Eat your ass! Let's get from the prison planet!
Escape from the prison planet. Escape from the prison planet. That's what we're trying to do here. Let me blitz through some of the other news. Goodbye, First Amendment. Trespass bill will make protest illegal. And the feds, the House of Representatives has passed 388-3 as they circle the wagons against the American people. H.R. 347. And any federal parks, federal buildings, commons areas, now it's going to be trespassing to be on. Let me tell you, I've been to D.C. and I've been to third world countries. Nowhere are you treated in the world like abject trash, like you are with a camera, including ladies with their kids. It wasn't just us. Washington Monument, videotaping it. Women with their kids, tourists, security guards come over, get in your face. Cops come over, get in your face, try to videotape the White House. Goons come over. I mean, this country is pathetic. Land of the free, home of the brave, give me a break. I love this nation. I want to get it back. But Washington is a group of crooks robbing us. And when you come there, you are being taught that you're trash. I mean, you want to experience it, go to D.C. and be prepared for the scum that works for this government to let you know you are the enemy. I mean, they act like the public, people with their kids, are the enemy. Well, you've seen the famous footage of people pull over by a police officer in a neighborhood because it happened to get caught on the squad car tape. And they said, oh, hi, officer, can you please tell us where this road is? We're lost. Then he said, that's it. Get over there. You're arrested. You don't ask me questions. Handcuffs, took him to jail. In D.C., even the Washington Times reported a few years ago, the police off-duty own their own wrecker companies and pull into McDonald's and other parking lots and take cars parked legally and demand up to $1,000 to get them back. In uniform. Off duty. And the police say, yeah, you're allowed to do that. The union runs everything. They're a total mafia. This is the way all of America is going. Just abject criminals and thugs, scum working for them, who want you to know the gang raping is here. And go read it. Just you will not even stand. You're all going to jail. The parasites rule. You pay their salary and that's it. So there you go. Again, we're going to premiere tonight my new 40-minute documentary, New World Order Blueprint of Mad Men, showing the real threats, 19 signs that America has become a control freak, crazy control freak nation where almost everything is illegal. And, of course, we also have our video that breaks all of that down that's up at Infowars.com. And here's just some of them. I should have read this earlier. One California town is actually considering making it illegal to smoke in your own backyard. Louisiana, a church was recently ordered to stop giving out water because it did not have a permit to do so. Number three, in the United States, it is illegal to operate a train that does not have a F painted on the front. Apparently, without the F, we all might not know where the front of the train is. Number four, in many U.S. states, it is now illegal to collect rainwater that falls from the sky on your own property. Number five, in America today, it's illegal to milk your own cow and sell the milk to your neighbor. Number six, in Washington, D.C., it's illegal to not recycle cat litter, $1,000 fines. Number seven, it's illegal to give your tour of the monuments in D.C. without a license. Number eight, in the United States, it is illegal to sell natural cures for cancer, even if they work. Number nine, the state of Massachusetts, it's illegal to deface a milk carton. Number 10, in the state of Alabama, bear wrestling is completely illegal. In Fairbanks, Alaska, it's illegal to give alcoholic beverages to a moose. Number 12, in Lake Elmo, Minnesota, it's illegal to sell pumpkins or Christmas trees that are grown outside city limits. There's a federal law that makes it illegal to be annoying on the internet. We have links to all these. 14. I can't even get to it all. And then I have video of signs saying you can't walk on the boardwalk because people might trip. So now they put little concrete paths you've got to walk on. Those old-fashioned boardwalks.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.